Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I guess, just say your name and your title.
Sure. I'm Alex Zavistovich, and I am the artistic director of the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater.
And we're talking because the theater is doing something really, really cool on August 26th at 7 p.m. on YouTube. You're going to be doing, what is it, a 24-hour live stream marathon reading of Poe's work. Explain how that's going to work. Are different actors or readers going to be in the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater in front of a camera? Explain how it works.
Sure, Jason. So we have eight actors and other lovers of Poe who have each committed to read 1 hour out of every eight the collected works of Edgar Allan Poe, specifically a volume called Tales of Mystery and Imagination. And throughout 24 hours, we're going to just push through as much as possible. If we finish that particular volume, we're going to see how far we get into it, because our goal is to do this yearly. So next year, we'll just try and beat our record. And all of this is to support a fundraising effort for our first live production, which will happen in October.
Cool. So when you, obviously it's a fundraiser, how does that work? I guess as they're reading 24 hours, there'll be like a link at the bottom of the YouTube video or something that people can donate.
There's a description section in every YouTube page, as you know, or every YouTube channel. The GoFundMe information will be there. There will also be a QR code kind of over the shoulder of the readers if people want to scan that. And also, the GoFundMe campaign has been ongoing for the past couple of weeks just leading up to this. And we're very pleased and grateful to be able to say that we're already past the halfway mark on what our expected goal was going to be for this. So we want to thank everyone in the community who's already taken notice of what we're doing and supporting not only this very bizarre fundraiser, but also the ongoing work of the theater itself.
The bizarre is what makes it awesome, if you ask me. I'll write a short article to go along with the radio pieces, and we'll link to the GoFundMe link and everything on that too, to try to drive some more people there. As of this recording, right now you're at 2,800 your 5,000 goal, and I'm sure it'll be higher once, you know, by the time this hits the air. So that's great. Very cool. Talk about what the fundraiser is going to go towards. And I mean, I want to double back and hear about the live stream, what all you're going to read. But while we're on the subject of, you know, the fundraising, this is all working towards a goal in October. What are you going to try to produce?
Sure. We, over the past couple of years, developed our reputation by doing radio drama adaptations of the works of Edgar Allan Poe that are available on National Public Radio, Amazon Music, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, all the usual suspects. And we wanted to do our first live production now that COVID is, let's knock wood, a little bit in our rearview mirror. So we've taken three of our scripts that we had done for radio, and we are readapting them for the theater as kind of a cabaret approach to doing the stories. There will be some magic, there will be some singing, a little bit of burlesque maybe, and then these three stories will all be played out live by our talented team of actors. It's all going to be at FPX Events in Dundalk, Maryland, just outside the Baltimore border. And we hope everyone will come to see that place. Is an amazing venue. Gorgeous.
So it'll be, you said that the theater is in Dundalk, so it's a different location than obviously the
streaming.
Actual historic site. His actual house is in Baltimore too, right?
Well, his house is in Baltimore. I'm a member of the board of directors of the Poe House and Museum. His burying place is also in Baltimore in Westminster Hall. And while we would love to have as close a relationship as possible to both of those organizations, there's not sufficient space for us to be able to do a fully realized theatrical production in the Poe homes, for example. Although I am going to be speaking to the executive director shortly about finding ways that we might be able to collaborate together.
Cool. Well, hey, you know what? Dundalk, it's still all Baltimore, man. It's all
it
all part. All right,
is.
Cool. Well, so, all right. So that's the October show, Edgar Allan Poe's Blood, Sweat, and Fears. That's, and it's perfect because you got to time it with Halloween. I mean, it's perfect to do it in October. All right. So that's the goal we're working towards. So now sort of let's double back here to the Doomsday YouTube 24-hour live stream here. That's going to happen on the 26th. Sure. So it starts at 7 p.m. It goes 24 hours. What all are we going to hear? What sort of works are we going to hear?
Well, all the big hits, you know, from his work. So there's going to be the Pendulum, The Raven, Cask of Amontillado, a whole variety of them, all that are read from a single volume called Tales of Mystery and Imagination, which was a collection that was put together after his death, but is still considered one of the most popular because it has all of his big hits in it. For those who want to read along, we can provide more information on the specific volume so they can read along with that, although it's going to go 24 hours straight, so I don't know who's going to be reading along with us at 4 or 5 in the morning.
We'll all sit there with our eyes bleeding. Bloodshot eyes.
Right.
But it's cool that, you know, and you'll have different actors coming in to do it, so it's basically, we can, you know, our listeners and fans, Poe fans, can sort of pop in whenever they want, maybe go, they could even go sleep or take a nap and eat a meal and come back and you're still going.
And we'll still be going. We put in you know, I had wanted to have 8 readers, but after a while I realized I need a little bit more skin in the game myself, so the heck with it, I'm gonna volunteer to do 2 shifts instead of just 1. And then I threw all our names into this online randomizer and mine came up 1 and 2. So that means that I will literally be reading Poe from 3 in the morning until 5 in the morning. That's my middle shift. So
luck of the draw.
I know, right? Be careful what you ask for, right?
Right. At the end, you'll say never more. No, I hope it becomes an annual thing.
Yeah, so do we. We really hope so. I think it would be a really fun thing to do. We got the idea from, you know, as you probably know, in June, James Joyce's fans do this thing called Bloomsday, which is a recitation or reading of the works of his work, Ulysses. And we thought, hey, you know, I mean, we have a completely inscrutable writer here in the United States. We don't even have to worry about Ireland. Let's just focus on Baltimore. And that's where we got the idea of doing this as a way to attract attention not only to us, but to kind of the lasting legend that is Edgar Allan Poe.
And the title, the title writes itself, because, you know, instead of James Joyce Bloomsday, we get Poe's Doomsday.
Yeah, we stuck our finger right in their eye, I'm afraid, on that. But yes, yeah.
Lots of eye bleeding.
Lots of
we're getting pretty macabre here, but hey, you know, that's sort of the name of the game here.
Right.
All right, cool. Well, what else should we discuss? I mean, actually, let me ask this. So you're reading 1 and 2, but you don't have to list all the people's names unless you want, but where do you get, you know, just generally, who are the readers? Are they just avid lit fans around Baltimore, or who do we got?
Both. So we've had, I'm happy to give you the names. Ben Jones, Melanie Kirsten, Adam Atkins, Jennifer Restack, I, and David Dudenay. That's so all of these folks are either actors in the upcoming production of Edgar Allan Poe's Blood, Sweat, and Fears, or have are fans of the genre. And they contacted us as soon as we announced that this was something that we wanted to figure out. And that's how we all put together our roster. Yeah.
Great. So tell me a little bit more about yourself then. Did you grow up around Baltimore, or how did you get into Poe to begin with?
I'm actually a Washington, D.C. native, although I've performed in Baltimore as an actor throughout the past 20 years, and have just moved to Baltimore from DC. 10 years ago or so, I had a small company in DC called Molotov Theater Group. And one of our most popular shows at the time was a production called Nightfall with Edgar Allan Poe. When I moved to Baltimore and established the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater, that's why, because it made sense. Well, I'm in Baltimore now. I know the horror theater genre, and our most successful show had been Edgar Allan Poe's Nightfall. So it made sense to just change our focus just ever so slightly to support the creation of the world's first and only theater dedicated to adaptation of works of Edgar Allan Poe for the stage, for broadcast, and in the schools.
Gotcha. So you were a DC born and raised, but the ghost of Poe just drew you up to Baltimore. You could not escape his orbit.
You know, there's so many intersection points when it comes to Poe. You know, they're like the Gothic community, the music community, theater, literature, burlesque. All of these folks have the one thing in common is the sort of subcurrent of Edgar Allan Poe. And he's still as popular, maybe more popular today than he ever was.
I mean, yeah. I mean, literally the football team is named after
one of his works. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and also I think it actually stopped a couple years ago, but at least up until really recently, someone would always place a rose on his grave every year, right?
You're right. The Poe toaster, somebody has resumed that activity. It had been, you know, sort of an anonymous shadowy figure every year. You're right. It stopped for a while, but I'm proud to report that it's back in progress. And if you go to Poe's actual burying site, not the monument, but the burying site, you'll see roses, you'll see little tiny bottles of whiskey, all kinds of little tributes to his legacy. So yeah, we're proud to say we're back on track with that.
Now, is that what? When does that? Is it on his birthday or Halloween? I can't remember what day they do that on.
It's typically on the day he died, I believe.
Death
but I'm not 100% sure about that. But speaking of the day he died, I do want to also shout out to the Poe House and Museum in Baltimore, because on the first week of October, which typically coincides with Poe's death day, they do the International Edgar Allan Poe Festival on the grounds of the Poe House and Museum, which you mentioned earlier. So I just wanted to make sure that fans of Poe know about that as well.
Gotcha. And I just looked it up. It is his birthday, January
19th. His birthday.
Unless the new Poe toaster has switched it, but I know that.
No,
was
I would go with what you found. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you don't know who the identity, it's not you, is it?
No, it's not me. Although there is a secret Poe toaster personality page on Facebook. So someone knows who it is, right? Because you have to create that page with your own identity, but somebody knows, but it's not me.
And maybe the Poe toaster, the hidden secret Poe toaster, anonymous person will be listening to this. And actually, there's probably a good chance that they'll be tuning in to this 24-hour live stream. So you never know.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, that's anything is acceptable, but of course, and would be gratefully appreciated. But having a few people listen, especially when I'm doing my, you know, middle of the night shift, will be it'll be nice knowing that I'm not just shouting into the void, you know.
Exactly. The Poe toaster might even be one of your readers, and you might not even know it. It might be, you know, operating right under your nose. The Poe mole. I love it. Well, this was a lot of fun. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we run? Or actually, you know, before we go, I always like to have whoever I interview pretend I'm not even here, and like you're talking directly to our listeners, you know, down here in the DC area. Well, we reach Maryland too; it's a pretty big listenership. Yeah, yeah. But just speak directly to the listeners and say, "Hey, you know, come on out; it's gonna be fun."
Sure, of course. Hi, this is Alex Zavistovich with the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater. Thanks very much for listening. Hope everyone is going to be able to tune into YouTube at 7 p.m. on the 26th of August for our 24-hour marathon reading of the works of Edgar Allan Poe. And please do come see us for 4 weeks only in October for Edgar Allan Poe's Blood, Sweat, and Fears at FPX Events just outside Baltimore. Thank you very much for all of your support.
Yes, and apologies for all the eye bleeding in this interview. There's so much. We'll have a mask of red death.
Hey, nice. That's very nicely tied together.
I'm a sucker for bad puns. All right, thanks for doing this. It's a really cool idea. So let's raise some money to do the show, and hopefully we can do it every year.
Thanks, Jason. I'll talk to you sometime soon.
All right, be well. Bye.
Bye.